Vrijdag Hanukkah.
A lot of people wish each other a Vrijdag Hanukkah. But what do you mean, what's the kasha? So the kasha says no simcha on Hanukkah. Gemara says you were kaver lehoydos lehalel. The place can explain why not the mishdel the simcha. The Emes says, the Rambam says there is a chiyuv simcha. The Shigur brings it down. It's a whole big balagan. But he told me a better teretz. Why do we say Frelich HaChanukah? The answer is, he told me we don't. That was his teretz. He said, by uns, he said, we don't wish Frelich HaChanukah, we wish a Lichtige HaChanukah. Frelich means simcha. So you can have a whole halachic discussion. Is there a chiyuv simcha or is there not? But he said, we wish each other a Lichtige HaChanukah. It should be a Hanukah Molei Oyer. So I just want to share with you perhaps a little Oyer that was mischadish to me this year, and I'd like to share it with you, Be'ezah Hashem. It is well known, Ramban writes this in Parshas Achrimois, that the Hashkofa of Yovan, what was the Hashkofa of Yovan? Yovan's outlook on life, even though Yovan are the culture, they are religion of Chochmah, they appreciate, they know what Chochmah is, but they say that any Chochmah which can't be fathomed, which is beyond the scope of human capacity, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, and that's why they were misnagi to Chochmas HaTorah. Only what we can be massive. And the Ramban says, it's a Hayavoni. Who's the Yavoni? Aristotle. He was the founder of their culture and their religion. If I can grasp it, if I can feel it, if I can touch it, if I can understand it, then it exists. But anything beyond that, it's not that I agree or disagree. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing. Feeling is believing. But anything beyond the ani, anything beyond what I can possibly grasp, simply does not exist. That was the outlook. That was the hashkofa of Yovan. And of course, this was based on a deep-rooted understanding that Yovan, as it were, idolized the guf. They idolized Teva, as we mentioned in the Shir the other day, and therefore anything which is beyond the scope of Teva, beyond my human capacity to understand, doesn't exist. We mentioned the other week in the Shir, it's a phenomenal thing. The Greeks, the founders of the Olympic movement, it is well known in the original Olympics, all the participants used to run around non-clothes. Why? It was a celebration of the goof. That's what their religion is. It's the goof and nothing beyond. Nothing beyond. Nothing beyond the goof. The Chashmonaim, and on Hanukkah, we overcame that. And we proved to them that there is an existence, and in fact an even more important existence, which is beyond the goof. Beyond the Marechet, beyond the system that we call Teva. It is well known, everybody quotes, but you should, it's Kedai to see it inside, the Maral in many, many places, but chiefly in his Sefer on Hanukkah and Ner Mitzvah, but he says it in Gevurah, in Tiferes, in many, many, many places, that the Teva is always symbolized by the number 7, and above and beyond is the number of 8. That's why he says, David HaMelech wrote, Perek Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim, which is all series of 8s. That's all of the Torah, Torah is the Ma'ala Midarech HaTeva, etc., etc., etc. 7 is the 7 days that the world were created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world. 8 is always above and beyond. And the Maral says, that is the antidote and the antithesis to Yovan. Yovan said, there's only 7. There's only Teva. There's only me and my goof. But anything beyond that doesn't exist. Came along the Nes Hanukkah and they brought back the Torah, Zaydin Biad Oiskei Seirah Secha. They brought back the number 8. They proved that it's not true. Beyond the finite Mutsumsum world of Teva, there exists a whole existence which is symbolized by the number 8, which is beyond the 7, beyond the self, beyond the Teva. And that's why if you think about it, you'll see, one after another, it's amazing. What happens on Hanukkah, where do we light the Neir? We take the Neir from the Bayis, but where is it going to be situated? Outside of the Bayis. That's the same you said. A Bayis is a structure of Teva. It represents a finite existence, and the Neir is going to be taken outside of that. Again, that's the Chashmonaim. It's outside of the Teva. Today, the calendar date is Chofei Kislev. This time next week, we'll be into Teves. It's the only Chag. It's the only Chag which is not restricted to one Chodesh. It's the only Chag that spills over into a second month. Again, it's the same Yisoy. It's not Mugbal. It's beyond, it breaks all barriers that under ordinary circumstances in the physical world exist, and it spills over into the next Chodesh, and that's a whole different Mareches above Teva. Where did they find the Pach Shemen? They found the Pach Shemen, not in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh Kodshim, it says. What's unique about the Kodesh Kodshim? A miraculous place. They kept the Orin in there. How did they store the Orin? The Orin was too big to fit in there. So Chazal say, Eino min amido. Eino min amido. The Kodesh Kodshim transcends physical dimensions. So that's where the Pach Shemen was found. Because even though they came and they were metame everything, you can overcome perhaps Teva, but anything beyond Teva in a place like the Kodesh Kodshim, which is above and beyond Teva, that's the number 8, that's really beyond the realm, beyond the scope of Yavon. And there's many, many, if you think about it, even the word Yavon. How do you spell the word Yavon? Yud, Vav, Nun. 3 straight sticks. That's what they are. The only 3 osios in the alphabet, Alabase, 3 straight sticks. And that's what the whole ideology of Yavon. It's nothing beyond the scope of a straight line, that's what it is, but nothing beyond the scope of Teva. But 8, in the Kodesh Kodshim, you take the Nair out of the house, you take Chanukah into the next Chodesh, that is the Yesod of the Chashmonaim, and that's how we overcame them. So I think these are all Dvarim Yaduim. So what was Nischadish this year? What was Nischadish to me this year was, how did we do that? How are we able to overcome Yavon? And I'll ask you a more searching question. If I would end the drasha over here, I'd feel terribly, terribly guilty. Why would I feel terribly guilty? Because I spoke to somebody last week and he asked me to give up the Hashkofa share, Hashkofa class. I said, I don't know what that means, a Hashkofa class. If the Hashkofa doesn't have a Musa, then it's not Hashkofa and it's not Musa. If you give a Chanukah drasha, you say, yeah, there's 7 and then 8 and then they're inside and then outside and then the bias and the chodesh, and then we go home and then we carry eating bagel. So what do we get from that? Well, it's not machayev me anything. How does that affect my avodas Hashem? Very nice. Mashgiach and Yeshiva used to call it mental gymnastics. Nice exercise of the brain. 7, 8, Kislev into Teves, Meir, inside, outside. How is that machayev my day-to-day avodas Hashem? So here I want to add one line. I'd like to add the words of the Bach. Everybody knows the words of the Bach, but I think it's so connected to this maral. The Bach says, and everybody knows this, how did the whole problem begin with the Yevonim? Because they were Misrashel Ba'avodah. Misrashel. What does it mean, Misrashel? So L'chayr, the translation of Misrashel Ba'avodah, they were slack. They were weak in the Avodah. What does that mean, they were weak? What does that mean, they were weak? Did they do mitzvahs or they didn't do mitzvahs? The Targum and Shir Ashirim, it says that the Doir of the Hashmonaim, they were Mole Toira or Mitzvah. So what does it mean they were weak? So the key to the whole Chag lies in 2 words of the Bach. There in Simon Tofresh Ein, where the Bach says at the end, they were Choyza B'Tshuva the Hashmonaim, how so? Shemosru Nafshom Alo Avoido. They were Moisa Nefesh. Now, when you're chayzer b'tshuva, obviously you always have to fix what was broken. If they were chayzer b'tshuva by being moisa nefesh, then clearly what's hisrashlu ba'avoida? That they were not moisa nefesh. 1 and 1 is 2. It doesn't say they weren't keeping Torah, and it doesn't say they weren't kind mitzvahs. They were, but not the mesiras nefesh. So the tshuva had to be that they were moisa nefesh. What does that mean to be moisa nefesh? Moisa Nefesh means exactly this Yisoid. It means to go beyond the Mareches of Teva. That's exactly what Mesiras Nefesh is. Person is asked, tell me, how long do you learn in the mornings? I come to Arega Satira, 45 minutes every day. I come an hour and a half. So if I'd ask you, tell me, why don't you come more than that? You come an hour and a half, Kol HaKavod. Why don't you come 2 hours? Leave me alone. I come an hour and a half, and then it'll be too hard for me, and this is what I think I can physically manage. 1 second. But mysterious nefesh means hagufa. It could be that physically I'll be mareches ateva, this is my capability. But with a bit of concerted effort, I can go beyond that. And then you makabel siyata d'shmaya. So mysterious nefesh is gufa, to take the 7 and to convert it into an 8. Mysterious nefesh is to take the nair inside and go beyond, to take chaydesh kislev and spill over into teves. That's what mysterious nefesh is. It's not just mental gymnastics, a game, a 7 and an 8, and a malon, and a teira, and bris, and it's all very nice, the number 8. Mesiras Nefesh. That was the Yesoid. So when they were chayzer b'tshuva, how so? By being moiser nefesh, they went beyond, above and beyond. They were keeping Torah mitzvahs until that point as well, but they were misrasha when it was easy, when it was convenient, when it worked out. But to be moiser nefesh is to go beyond the mareches of teva. So what happens? What's the midah keneged midah? Very poshut. Nisim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them nisim, pach shemen. Why is that midah keneged midah? Because that's what a nes is. A nes is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnahi beyond the mareches of teva. As ein lecha midah keneged midah gedei lemizu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, listen, if you go above and beyond, you take the number 7 and you go into 8 and you spill over out of the bias, nein ishu beisoy pesach lebeisoy, and you go from kislev into teves. Not like the Yavonim, who are there, these straight lines, everything has to be the ani, what I can be, masig, nothing beyond that. I'm going to be meis nefesh, I'm going to put in the effort beyond the rules of teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, beseder, so I'll also go beyond the rules of teva. Very, very, very simple. So I just want to tell you in conclusion, not so long ago, I was sitting with a couple who told me they're having very big difficulties in Parnassah. Things are not going, and it doesn't really make sense, and the wife has a good business, and she hasn't got clients, customers. And he's also having difficulty, learns in Kailo, but he's trying to work, and things are very, very hard for him. And we discussed various options, and I said to him at the end, I said, listen, we don't do deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Chas V'Shalom a business partner. However, it's Boduk U'Menusa. It's tried and tested that when we're moist and nefesh, then we'll see extra siyata d'shmaya. I said, if we would be makabel on ourselves something, I said to the two of them, and I said, Lineda, I'll be makabel on myself also something. For a short kufa, not something which is impractical or not realistic, something which is, I can do, but it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to push over and beyond the norm. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah keneged midah, kaviyach will say, I'll also go beyond the norm. And you'll be zeichet to siyata d'shmaya. I said again, we're not doing deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't barter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a business partner, but this is what Chazal said. This is what the Bach tells us. It will mosru nafsho meson nisim. So I said to them, Besedas, we'll all be makabel something for a short kufa. You don't tell me what you're makabel. I'm not going to tell you what I was makabel. That's it, it's going to remain private. If it doesn't, then we lose the whole idea of it. Fine. So he did meet me after a while and said, we're makabel something. I said, please don't tell me what it is, it's got to remain private. I personally was makabel on myself, certain sefer, I'm going to learn, omud, a day of this sefer, a certain musa sefer. I made a cheshbon, it was about 100 pages, I made a daf, a luach, it's going to take me 100 days to finish, and the Be'ez Hashem should be a zechus. And again, it wasn't easy, we had to find time, and Besed, I'm going to try my best. I was getting through the Sefer, 30, 40, 50 pages, I came towards the end of the Sefer, and I finished the Sefer on a Thursday. I finished the Sefer, this is a Maaseh Shoy, I finished the Sefer on a Thursday, and fine, Adkan, that was my Kabbalah, that was my Kabbalah. I bumped into this fellow about a week and a half later, 10 days later, just on a Thursday, I think it was Sunday, a week and a half later. And I said to him, I haven't seen you for a while, how's everything? He says, you won't believe it. He says, 10 days ago on Thursday, my wife had a whole turnaround in a whole business. Clients started pouring in, and these were his words. We said, we have enough parnasa now, that we got in one day to keep us going for a year. That's more than my wife has seen in the last few years in her parnasa. Just last Shabbos, I met a couple here. A couple who had been in my house on after Yom Tov the Sukkos, also a similar type of story where difficulties in Parnassah, and they're mamash in tears, it's so hard for them, they're trying to learn, and then they can't make it out, they can't work things out. So I said to them also this Indian, Makabu Musiris Nefesh, beyond the Marechet of Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezah Hashem. We can't deal and beg and hope, but we can certainly rely on what Chazal said, that Bodok Menus and Musiris Nefesh brings Siyata D'Shmaya. So I told them also, let's make a Kabbalah and we'll daven and we should see Siyata D'Shmaya. I met him on the street last Shabbos. I haven't seen him since that story. He comes up to me and says, oh, I feel so bad. I should have called you. I should have phoned you. He said, me and my wife are both Makabbalah, myself a Kabbalah. Our whole lives have changed around. That's what he told me. So we were zeichet to Parnasa, a crazy story. My wife got an amazing job and much closer, much more convenient, and much better. And everything we thought would be good wasn't good, and now the best job was. It's boduk umanusa. This is Yisrael of Hanukkah. The Yisrael of Hanukkah is not number games. 7 days and 8 days is Mila, and 8 days is this. Avada, that's the Sheirish, that's the Pnimius. But what tamchayvas? That's the Hashkafa. What's the Musa of the Hashkafa? The Musa of the Hashkafa is as the Bach teaches us. If there's a Hisrashlus means you're going back to Yovan. You're going back to Yovan. It's only what I can do. I'll be clever. There's nothing beyond. If there's a Mesiris Nefesh, I go beyond what I would otherwise have thought of my natural koicha is beyond the marechet of teva, midah keneged midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, beseder, I'll do exactly the same. And a pach shemen, which only should have stayed alight for one day, miraculously lit for 8 days. How can that be? That's not teva. They were not misnaig al pi teva, neither was Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if, at this time of year, we could all do a bit of soul searching and understand and realize that maybe my 45 minutes, my hour and a half, 2 hours really could be added an extra 10 minutes. Will it be difficult? It might be difficult. Will it be impossible? If it's impossible, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But if with genuine honesty we'd realize I can probably put in another 10 minutes, a bit earlier, a bit later, in the night, don't have any Rachmonos on Rodovid. Don't have Rachmonos and beg him, push him, put pressure on him. He'll arrange a chavrus, he'll arrange a shir, whatever you need, he'll arrange. It'll be hard. That way, we will be zeicha siyata v'shma. That way, Arev Satay will be zeicha siyata v'shma. We should all be zeicha ba'ez Hashem to siyata v'shma through Mesiris Nefesh. We should be zeicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu perform nisim then. K'moy she'osah nisim ha'viseinu ba'ez Hashem. V'yom ha'mahem, bazman hazeh.
Amen.